Raj in, is this the UK? Oh, how exciting. Hi, Raj. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm well. Where in the UK?
I'm in Manchester at the moment.
Oh, that's nice. We did a show from Manchester last week with our Windows Weekly folks.
Oh, yeah. Is that Mary Jo? And
yeah, Mary Jo and Paul. Yeah, they were in Manchester with all the Mancunians.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, so I've been into a local computer store looking for a new laptop, Windows laptop.
Yep.
And the guy at the store, he told me that the laptops nowadays don't come with the recovery media. Is this correct? Do you know?
Yeah, I wish they did. And this is Microsoft being paranoid. You know, Microsoft's so worried that people are going to steal Windows that they give the OEMs, the people who make laptops, not Microsoft, they give them a better deal on Windows if they don't include media. But the good news is, first of all, most computers no longer have CD or DVD drives anyway. The good news is all of these computers have a recovery partition, which is essentially an installer for Windows, whatever version of Windows came with a computer. And in every case that I know of, they allow you to make media from the recovery partition. And what you probably want to do is make a USB, a bootable USB key. So in a way, that's better, I think, than bundling the Windows disks. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy at the store said that the company offers a service called Setup on the computer, and they actually apparently in store can set your machine up for you and make your recovery media. But I've looked at the prices.
They're upselling you, Raj.
Dollars.
Yeah, they're upselling you. That's a little profit margin. Don't do that. Can you do this yourself? I think you can.
I mean, how easy is it?
Easy peasy. So you buy a USB key. You need 8 gigabytes or better. And you can just use the recovery, or rather the boot media tool on Windows to make a bootable CD, or I'm sorry, USB key. And ultimately, the nice thing about that is you can keep that up to date with new versions of Windows. You can slipstream in updates and so forth. It's a much better way to go. And frankly, a USB key is more useful. You probably don't have an optical drive on that new computer, do you?
No. The man said it was a 32 gig pen drive that they used to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's what you would do now. 8 gigs is enough.
Right.
Eight gigs will make a recovery disk, and it's the Windows installer. It's fine. I, for a long time, inveighed against companies that had stopped putting those boot disks in the box, because what happens when your computer goes south? You need to boot to clean media and reinstall. And if you didn't get it and you forgot to make it, what are you going to do? You're going to have to go back to that store and pay them a lot more than $50.
Yeah.
So I would say,
do you think it's not worth paying $80 for it? No.
Unless, is this your first computer, Raj?
No, I have an old, it's a Windows XP machine at the moment. Obviously, it's all out to date now. So
yeah, it's good to get a new one now. This is the time. Prices are very low. This is going to cost less, I'm sure, than your old XP did. And it'll be 10 times faster. And I think you can, you know, I encourage people to do as much as they can by themselves, because that's how you learn.
Yeah.
But this is one thing you don't want to not do. That's the main thing. As long as you know, you make a promise to yourself, when I get this home, before I do anything else, I'm going to make the recovery key. As long as you do that, then I think you're better off doing it yourself. Always do it yourself. The problem with letting the computer store do it is you'll never learn.
Yes.
Right?
I guess so, yes.
Yeah. And I think these are things that are valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could get somebody's saying, get a bigger key, bigger than 8 gigs, because they're only a few bucks more to get 32. And the idea of that is you could put other stuff that you always want to have available for installation on that as well. You know, maybe, whatever, the programs you always install, that kind of thing. That way, that USB key is something that you can, you know, hang around your neck, put in a safe, keep it around there somewhere. It's a very useful thing to have.
And, Leo, do you think it's wise to insurance on the machine?
Oh, they're really upselling you. So this one you have to decide for yourself. Insurance is a big profit center for these stores. Really, what's happened is they're not making much money on that computer at all.
Right.
So they're trying to get their profit with in other ways. And one of the ways they do it is selling you insurance. Now, insurance is peace of mind. Although a lot of times you got to read the policy. A lot of times they make it hard to collect. You know, if you dropped it, well, I'm sorry, we aren't covering that. So you should read what's covered and see if that makes sense to you. I always self-insure because, you know, it's a profit center for them. So the odds are they're making money on it. In fact, they're almost always making money on it. So the odds are in your favor. On the other hand, I know a lot of people, especially with portable devices, phones for sure, laptops and tablets maybe, who are just, they like the peace of mind of saying, well, something goes wrong, I know I can replace it. But do read the policy, because if it doesn't offer accidental replacement, it's probably not worth money. Remember, you get a full-year warranty. I'm not sure actually what the law is in the UK. In the United States, you get a full-year warranty. So
1 year.
1 year. So yeah. You're guaranteed for 1 year. If something's made wrong or fails, you're guaranteed. Yeah. You're not guaranteed if you drop it.
Right, okay. Well, Leo, thank you very much.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
I love Twitch.
Thank you. It's so good to know you're listening in Manchester. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Leo.
Thanks, Raj. Is it really cold right now? Is it freezing?
Oh, the wind is amazing today.
Oh.
So windy.
Blows the cold right through your clothes. Yeah. Oh, horrible. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Take
Leo.
Care, Raj. Bye-bye. Yeah, self-insurance. Somebody says, self-insurance, is that a thing? Well, I'm not like buying a policy. I'm just saying, look, if something goes wrong after the warranty, I'm responsible. I might be a little bit of a different case since I don't think I've ever kept a piece of technology longer than a year. But I just feel like unless you really want the peace of mind, remember, they're making money off of you. That means, you know, the amount they charge you in insurance is in most cases a lot more than you're going to need if you break something. They're making money on you.